Hello, it's Sunday, July the 26th, and this is Tim Pitchell here with a procrastination boo. If you've been following the other podcasts at procrastination.ca, you may have heard me talk about the fact that it's not just personality that we have to consider. For the last few boos, I've been focusing on the big five personality traits and how they relate to procrastination. But if you're going to think about human behavior, you can't just think about the person. The person's always in situation. So it's always a person by situation interaction, and it's a very complex one. So I'll just touch on one aspect of that today in terms of procrastination. One of the things in the situation that leads to procrastination is anything we consider aversive. That is anything that we, well, that's the whole point. What's aversive to you and what's aversive to me can vary, at least at the surface level, but we do see some commonalities between the things that we think are unpleasant, the things we don't want to do, the things we don't find enjoyable. But it's not just enjoyment that makes something aversive. In fact, research that one of my master's students did years ago, he's now completing his PhD and he's published a variety of papers on procrastination. His name's Alan Blunt. He did a very interesting study a few years ago on task aversiveness and asked the question, what makes something aversive? And the answer is not so simple because what makes something aversive changes over the project. So at the early stages of a project, when you're just thinking about it or planning the project, whether or not it's meaningful to you, which how important, how enjoyable, and overall we consider these part of your personal meaning. If it's not meaningful to you, you will find a task aversive and you're liable to procrastinate. But when you get into the action phase of a project, when you're actually trying to do it, whether or not it's meaningful to you or not is not the only thing that's related to task aversiveness. In fact, a new factor emerges, and that's structure. How well can you manage this project? How certain are you about what you should do to proceed? And those projects, those tasks in your life which lack structure, are the ones that you're more likely to procrastinate on because you find them more aversive. So we've summarized this to say that, task aversiveness is partly meaning and partly manageability. And it's balancing meaning and manageability in our lives that can really help us keep away from procrastination. The more we can find meaningful tasks that we also can manage well, the less we are likely to procrastinate. So when we think about procrastination, it's not only the person in terms of personality traits, but also the situation. And one aspect of the situation that's crucially important is this notion of task aversiveness. And task aversiveness comes with both meaning and manageability. That's the message for today on this procrastination boo. I'll catch you tomorrow.